This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate that. It is Wendy Snyder, so you're going to have to turn your radio up a little this week. Because yeah. I know when David's on, you got to turn it down.
Right, and when we actually want to listen to you.
Oh, he's listening.
It's okay. Hi, David.
All right. Oh, wait, hang on. You're the only mic I don't have on, Mr. Schluter.
That's now Frank, no access.
All right. Well, it is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I will tell you who our co-hosts are for today, but first I would like to hear from Elwood. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Nah, David's off today. He very rarely takes a day off. I'm Wendy Snyder sitting here today. And joining me from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, Pete Marrero. Hi,
yes.
Pete.
Hey, glad to be back in studio with you all representing Blue Sky, of course, and this lovely city.
It is a lovely city. And boy, talk about a lovely blue sky today, although the one outside has an E on it, right? Yours
That's
doesn't.
Right. There's no E in blue sky. And I think the official blue sky counter is up right now. So can we get up to 100? Blue sky, blue sky, blue sky. Go blue sky.
Oh, that's crazy.
There's folks out there taking shots every time the,
really?
The name comes up. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Well. Huh. We'll just keep Pete going here, and we'll have a lot of people hitting the hospital soon.
Well, where's my bottle?
I promise.
I want to play along.
This is just coffee right here.
I promise. I want to play along right now. Frank Wasilewski is here from Access, allaboutaccess.com. Nice to see you again.
Great to see you too, Wendy.
And Dave Schluter, who I've probably known the longest.
Pretty much, and it's always a pleasure, and it is a little tough getting down this time of day versus the first thing in the morning, but we made it.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I just want to say I'm very sorry that the Wildcats didn't win. This is one of the first times I listened a lot to the Northwestern game because I missed Dave Ennett already. So I wanted to hear his voice. I wanted to hear Mr. Cat, so I was listening a little longer than usual. So I'm going to say that. And yeah, it's later, so I sometimes feel that Jeremy Hogel doesn't like me because a lot of the times when I fill in for David, Jeremy takes the day off, too, from MegaPros. But I've been told by David, and you kind of reiterated it off the air, Dave, that Jeremy has, like, 18 kids.
No,
so.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I just said 18 things to do.
Oh, and that he has, you know, we're going to go till I think 6 o'clock tonight. Is that what we're doing? Going to 6 p.m.? So this is an extended show. And I said, of course, David was emailing me and texting me earlier this morning, David Hochberg. Mm. And I said, without Jeremy, are we going to be okay? And he goes, oh, you're not going to be able to shut Schluter up.
Pretty
Is
much.
That true?
On home repair, too.
Nice.
Real estate attorneys, if we know what we're doing, it's my 40th year next year, we have to know everything about construction because we deal with these things called home inspections. Hmm. And they're all about repair. So, yeah, I can't replace Jeremy. He's somebody we wanted to adopt when he was younger. We think the world of him. But the issue is if somebody says, you know, how do I unlock the screen or whatever, I'll try to help.
All right, well.
847-658-8989.
And we do have the MegaPros phone text and photo line, 312-981-7200. Before we get to the mailbag, which is sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing, Mike Epping, the only guy let touch my pipes. Is that what David says? I think Ooh, so.
Something like that.
Staying away from that one.
Boy, you guys all were like, what? I want to say that it is just beautiful driving down. I came down Columbus. I didn't know if Columbus Drive was going to be open because I believe Jazz Fest is going on this weekend, right? I think that's what's happening. I know Bike the Drive is tomorrow. And I actually loved getting stopped by all the stoplights because I could just sit there and people watch all day long. It is so fun to watch people, what they're wearing. I'm not judging. I'm just looking. There are a lot of beautiful women, handsome guys, a lot of tourists. The guys on the, what do you call the tricycle?
That rickshaw thing?
Rickshaw. It's really not a rickshaw, is it? Is that what they call
it? A modern rickshaw. I don't know. They have them all around Wrigley. That's where I see them.
They're electric now. So.
Yeah. Oh, they are. Yeah. That's way easier. But it was just the whole city's alive, and I love it down here. I love the city. So come down and enjoy it. And we are going to do today's mailbag segment, sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing. Mike Epping, he put toilets in my house. Is that what David says? Something like that. I don't know. All right, the first one we were going to talk about that came in on the mailbag has been changed because David can't leave this place alone when he's not here. So he texted me and said, scratch the first one, do this one. So I think we're about ready to start the mailbag.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing.
My baby,
all right, and Dave Schluter, you mentioned a little something about the home inspections. I was thinking back to when we bought our house for the first time. It's really scary because you're signing something like a 30-year mortgage. You're like, I may not even be alive in 30 years. 30 years? We have since refinanced so many times with David Hochberg. But I remember the home inspection, and we were so nervous about it, because what if it doesn't pass? What if we don't get this house? And we've been there for 27 years, I think. So we've been there. We love it. But this is an interesting fact, too. The average size of a new home, U.S. home, has dropped to 2,404 square feet, the lowest in 20 years. So U.S. homes are shrinking.
That's a good thing.
You think it is?
Yeah, I do. I really do think it is, because a lot of the homes are too much for the younger generation to be able to. There's no such thing as a starter home anymore.
And that is a fact.
And we need to get back
to
that in order for the younger generations to grow and, you know, have a place to start, build equity, move up to the bigger homes. And for the last, 10, 15 years, people have just been going into a house that's too big for them.
And real estate taxes are tied to the square feet, so it's a double whammy. Hmm. And they can pull off some amazing things with less space now, and you know, not a tiny house. You know, I watch that on Home and Garden Channel. But you can have that's still a decent sized house, and people are having less kids also. Per capita.
Yeah, very true.
So,
well, look at you guys. You're geniuses.
We are. That's why we're here.
Well, thank God, because I want a bigger house. I wish I had a bigger house. But yes, U.S. homes are shrinking. The average size, as I mentioned, of a new home has dropped to 2,404 square feet, the lowest in 20 years. Over the last decade, the size of a new home has declined 320 square feet, or 12%. Obviously, I could have even done that math. Over the same period, the median new home price has risen $111,800, or 38%. So this is the median new home price, $403,800.
And if you live in Illinois, your taxes have tripled.
Oh, can I just tell you about taxes? I know for a while David went off on some things in his town that he wasn't happy about. I am so sick of paying the property tax where we live. We have appealed. We have gone to the Board of Appeals. Our mortgage keeps going up with our escrow shortage. When will this end? Will this end?
Only when they cut spending. They have no idea, like a private business who says, we don't have enough to pay our bills. And Cook County just keeps jamming through things, and an easy target is homeowners, because you're not going to mess with that. It's 18% interest, by the way, starting the second day after it's due. And so they've got quite a motivation, and you can lose your home if a tax investor monitors you not paying, now if you have a mortgage, they're just going to keep raising your payment. But if you don't have an escrow and somebody's scouting that out,
yeah,
they can get your home by paying the taxes enough times. And so it really is an incentive, and it's a tax on ownership. And, you know, I'm into capitalism and all that, but it's not like a consumption tax. If you go out to Oak Brook Mall today and blow 3 G's, you're going to be ready to pay some sales tax to DuPage County.
Because
right?
You're ready to do that.
You're spending it. You're doing activity. But it's the concept of because you own something, we're going to tax it. It just made up. I mean, and they didn't always have them, by the way. But some people who've been in their legacy property have paid for their home probably a couple times over from what they paid for the house just in taxes. And again, it's a deep pocket. And I see no end to it unless they're willing to say we can't pay all the bills. It just never comes up. They don't ever say, well, we need less money now.
I know that. Yeah. But if they can't pay their bills, how are we supposed to be able to?
They can pass them on to you because you're not going to lose your house over it. Not trying to make you depressed, but
I just hate it. And so we can talk about that. And so the median price per square foot has jumped by $61 or 57% to a near $168. High inflation, soaring costs mean buyers can no longer afford larger homes. The U.S. housing affordability crisis is worsening. And Frank, you really put a good point out there, is there is no such thing as a starter home anymore.
No, it's been interesting for me because as I travel, I have a daughter up in Montana going to school up there, and as I travel up there, they're building small homes, they're building starter homes, 1200 to 1500 square feet for people to move into, and as that area starts becoming or getting more populated, I still don't see a lot of it going on around here.
No, but because all these little starter homes are being torn down to make these McMansions,
right?
That's not right.
What about multifamily? Are they moving into apartments now? Are they deciding, you know what, I don't want the upkeep. I don't want to worry. Are they doing that? Is that happening?
How are people affording the rent for apartments now, too? I am blown away at how much rent is.
Rent, yeah. HOA. It's all about amenities and stuff now, too.
One item that, David, we've talked a number of times on the air, so it's kicking a dead horse, but a lot of people say, I don't want to pay real estate taxes, so I'll rent. The problem is you are. It just happens to be one check at a time to your landlord. Right. So hate to break everybody's heart on that logic. But, yeah, the other thing, too, about the big houses, Wendy, with utilities, gas, electric, and things like that, you know, you can't play around with that either. There are people who actually shut vents off, like on the second floor and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's like an icebox because, number one, they don't have the furniture in them, but they just the utilities – those never go down either. So your gas and electric, even with solar and all that stuff. The bottom line is those things, I often drive around in some pretty cool neighborhoods. Like, for example, Wrigleyville, right? At night, it's always fun to drive through there. I'm a Cubs fan. And when you look inside and see how massive some of those homes, you say, I couldn't pay the gas bill. And then, like, I honk the horn. You know, they're just massive. You know, cool. I mean, they're cool. Can't see it during the day, but you drive around there at night. I'm not stalking anybody, but there's some beautiful homes, huge square feet. But yeah, you got a furnace, and then the pressure on that, and electric that never stops. And so that's all part of that matrix of why we're seeing some trends of smaller. And again, I think the less kids thing too is really driving it.
All right, who do I talk to about my husband, Jimmy Mack, and I fighting over the utilities? Because just today, I was letting the kitchen sink water get hot, and I knew what he was going to do. He walked by, and he put his finger, and I said, is it hot yet? And he said, no. I said, then get out of here. And same thing, like with him, he's like, don't waste the water. And I'm like, you're down in your studio in your Star Wars basement, and you leave all the lovely lights on because it's cool to look at all your stuff, but you're in your studio and can't see it. So now we're fighting over utilities. And I thought I didn't pay my electric bill last month because I couldn't believe how much it was. Mm. All right. Am I doing a good David Hochberg today?
It was a hot month.
I know. Our air conditioner has been on since the beginning of May. All of us, pretty much. It's beautiful today, isn't it?
Turn that thing off. Absolutely.
All right. I got it all out. I feel better. David Hochberg is off today. Maybe you don't need to turn your radio up today because I am heated. This was a shortened mailbag, but can we continue the mailbag on the other side of news and everything? All right, because there was another email that David got. a reverse mortgage story referred to David by Stephen A. Leahy. So can we, what, take a break? We'll do some news. Oh, we don't have a break. We're just going right up to news. Let me start this then. Widow, 65 years old, Social Security income, $2,800 a month. She owned her $700,000 home in the northern burbs, free and clear. She recently laid off from her job. David is helping her secure a reverse mortgage to access her home's equity to live, so she didn't have to sell her home. And that is not a bad idea, is it, the reverse mortgage?
When the kids won't help. What do you got to do? They don't write a check the rest of their life.
The is equity, that what's supposed to happen?
Well, in other words, it's either that or they do it, and then what happens is they have access to cash, and with my estate planning practice, I'll tell you, there's a real pressure where the kids say, that's the last thing we want mom to do, because where's our inheritance going to go?
No one's getting inheritance. If you're listening right now, you shouldn't get inheritance.
You shouldn't be counting on
no,
it.
No, I mean,
if you get it, you get it.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is as the mom lives longer because of medicines and better care and home health care and everything, it eventually can blow out all the equity, even a larger amount than what they ever thought. And I'm telling you, Selfish.com, man, they're in there going, well, we're not going to get any money then. And so there's a lot of psychological pressure on elderly people from the next generation. Don't do that. Sell the place, mom. And then the next one is, okay, who is she moving in with?
But what's the difference, Dave, between selling the place and doing a reverse mortgage? Well, either way, you're still going to end up spending the money on the medical bills, because it's two different ways of pulling money out of your house.
Well, again, the reverse mortgages get a bad rap. They're made to sound like, decon, rat poison. I mean, they're really not. For certain mixes, they stop writing a check, they can even pay off their existing mortgage, and they can live. And, you don't want seniors, who I've had in my office, physically scared about debt and physically scared about how they are going to pay their bills. And then what if they don't have children? They were, let's say, married to somebody and the man passes away or the gentleman is all alone. I mean, if there really isn't anybody to go to, you can only do so many neighbors and charity and things like that. And so they're definitely get a bad rep. And it's not for everyone, but David would tell you, for some, it's the only answer.
And if you have mortgage questions, anything you'd like to handle, David isn't here today. You can reach out to him at WGNDavid.com. We will continue our mailbag sponsored by CenterGuard Plumbing. But now we're going to get some news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Katie Porter here on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, David has taken the day off, so it's me, Wendy Snyder, sitting here with Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, Dave Schluter, attorney at law, Frank Wazalewski, allaboutaccess.com, and were we going to finish up one more little mailbag thing before we talk to Pete? All right, I think we were going to do that. I think everybody's mics are on. Dave, was there anything more we had to say about reverse mortgage, or we pretty much handled that?
Well, again, all I would say is that it used to be just anathema to bring up the word. But again, with the pressure on real estate taxes going up and the pressure on families not willing to kick in, it is their only option for a person with her income to stay there.
Okay. So. I'm sorry, go ahead, Frank.
What advice would you from your position give somebody who's contemplating, should I do a reverse mortgage, should I not do a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, they should definitely, first of all, start with the people that Dave uses. There's no payback to me for saying it. There are some sharks out there that front load them, just like if somebody sells you some kind of annuity. There's a lot of them that really have heavy front loaded, and he's got a relationship with people that are pretty much the best deal in the costs. Those all get rolled in. You're not writing a check or anything, but I would say don't just take a solicitation. I would definitely have him call David, and I'm saying that just because it's the right thing to do.
All right, and you can reach out to him at WGNDavid.com. I don't even know if I have David's phone number. So we'll get that where you can reach out to him as well. Because David, here we go, 855-56-DAVID, or you can go to 56david.com. There you go. And he will answer all your questions. David has saved us numerous times, and he's loud and he's crass sometimes, but he knows what he's talking about, and he really has helping people on the top of his mind. So I highly recommend David Hochberg. And speaking of which, this is the last letter from the mailbag today. Dave Schluter referred me a borrower who closed Friday on an $800,000 home after his old lender was screwing him over. He was so happy he sent David this email, and I would like to read it, and then I would like you to comment, Dave. Hi, Dave. Thanks for the voicemail and well wishes on the house and closing today. Just want to mention how great an experience this transaction was. The lender I used on past properties was a friend, and I just thought the headache of getting money was how the process goes. During this whole transaction, I thought your team was over-promising, but they absolutely delivered. Your team made it extremely easy. Couldn't be a happier client, and look forward to doing more deals together. Thanks again, Matt.
Yes, it's all true. And, you know, sellers hold all the cards right now because, in fact, I'm not going to have a spoil of my topic today, but it is very related. If you don't have a lender that can get it done on time, there's backup offers like crazy where the attorneys are totally able to say, we're done with you. But wait a minute, we have nowhere to go. We're done. We're going with the other offer, and they have total legal grounds to do it. And so when we have a slow progress or a lender that doesn't have the right kind of staff and that contract date comes up, the sellers don't have to extend. It doesn't have sympathy. It's all in the contract, and there's no liability if they say, sorry, you're nice people, but we're selling to the other family.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's because the lender is not able to perform on what they promise. A lot of the internet type things where they say, oh, yeah, we're 1 point below. Then they run your credit and they say, well, that's because we thought you had a higher score or whatever, you know, a little bait and switch and things like that.
Yeah.
That wasn't what Matt's thing was, just slowprogress.com. And yeah, of course, I said, you know, call David. He'll get the deal done. And it closed on time, 9 o'clock in the morning yesterday. They got the keys. It's a beautiful home. They bought from a lovely family who were so excited that Matt and his wife and kids moved in, and it was just fantastic. And we were out of there in about an hour and 20 minutes, and David had the money there, and it's all the real deal. And I didn't know Matt sent that, so that's pretty cool. And but it's all real. He basically took away the worry. He said, we're going to get you in this house. Now, he didn't do that blindly. You know, he knew they could afford it. He wouldn't bait and switch people.
Right.
But no, it was all very good. And Matt, I don't know if you're up to it. You're probably moving in today, but that's so nice of you to put that out there on the mailbag. That's awesome.
All right. Well, we will talk to Dave Schluter throughout the show today. We will check in with Frank Wasilewski from Access. And Pete, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk to Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. And I will make a confession to you on the air when we come back. Do you think we teased people to stick around?
Yeah, absolutely. Secrets being revealed.
Everybody wants to hear Wendy's confessions.
Yes. Oh, they're not that exciting, trust me. All right, 312-981-7200 is the number to call. That is the Mega Pros text and photo and phone number. And if you need Mega Pros,
847-658-8989.
Jeremy is not here with us today. He will be back when David returns next week, and we will be back next here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg this week for Home Sweet Home Chicago. And you can reach out to us on the Mega Pros phone text or photo line, 312-981-7200. We have Frank Wasilewski here today from Access. We'll talk to him. Dave Schluter is here. And I was asking you off the air, you're an attorney, but do I need to specify what kind of attorney you are? Real estate attorney?
Yeah, real estate, estate planning, and then for entrepreneurs, I help them form their entities. Everything else gets farmed out, though, to honest friends, law school classmates, people I've had transactions with. So I do try to be a conduit where people say, just check with Dave. And that is, you know, after many years, I've switched some of those referrals over the years because they either passed away or let me down or whatever. But I can guarantee people, if I tell them to call this person in this area of the law, that they're going to get taken care of.
Okay, so Dave Schluter, attorney and liaison.
Right.
That's what we're going to call you.
Yeah.
And Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. GoBlueSky.com. Yes. No E in that.
Correct. No E in blue.
We were talking off the air. First of all, I just want to tell you, from sitting in for David these many times, I've talked to Corey, I've talked to you. If I had any issue in my home, if there was a fire, if there was a flood, I wouldn't know who else to call. Blue Sky is the only company I would call because that's what we've heard on this show. And I know you guys, I trust you guys, and here's my confession. Our roof was leaking. And the roofers who did it about 7 years ago have come back and fixed it.
Good.
And almost to the date last year, it leaked in the same spot. They came back again this year. They are going to fix it. They just are a little behind in their schedule because all of these torrential rains that we've been having. But the roofer pointed out that I have some mold in the attic.
Interesting. You
know, that makes me very nervous.
Yeah. I mean, I'd look at something like that and say, you know what? That's presumed
microbial
growth. We don't know yet. We haven't tested it, so we wouldn't know for sure. But you always want to get to the root cause in an attic space. And
how
usually,
about a leaky roof? Do you think that would be it?
Shingles. Yeah. We've had storms here. You know,
yeah.
I think Illinois has the record for tornadoes this year that have touched down. So shingles might have lifted in one of these rains. You got to fix that. You got to get up there. You got to button it up. Actually, the largest mold project that I have seen in my career was a hospital. It was a surgery center, and they had this leaking situation. They had drop ceiling tile. You wouldn't know it. Kind of looked like this studio. You wouldn't know it.
God knows what's above this drop
until
ceiling.
Until you lift it up and
20 look. More floors. You're okay. Don't worry.
And they were having the same issue. Leaks. Like, what is it? Is it a roof? Is it? Well, it was HVAC related. It was a leak. It was condensation. And they would put a Band-Aid on it every single year until Blue Sky was called in. And we went in looking for the permanent solution. Let's fix this. Let's get the HVAC taken care of. You know, at Blue Sky, I fancy myself a liaison as well. You call my phone.
Right.
I'm probably going to set you up with the right option, whether it's, you know, David Hochberg or, you know, whoever to get their solution solved. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today, when I interview with clients and folks that just call us, they want to know, hey, what separates you from XYZ company, right? And it's the fact that we don't just respond to disasters. I mean, that's what we do, but we also prepare you for them. And we have for years held Blue Sky Live continuing education courses. And this September coming up, we're launching the largest, the biggest continuing education class in our industry, in my opinion, called The Ripple Effect. And it's awesome, Wendy. You come to our building 8 in the morning, and we have this retrofitted trailer. It's a huge trailer. It's like an office. It's like a multifamily apartment. And we just flood it. So 8 a.m., everyone's walking in getting coffee, and we're just throwing water. Sprinklers are going off.
Oh, man.
And you're sitting there watching this and probably thinking, what's wrong with this company? But no, what we do is we clean it. We extract it within the 6 to 8 hour course. It's all dry at the very end. So as our clients are leaving, they get to witness that. They get to see this process from completely saturated panic chaos to the calm that is Blue Sky, no E in blue. And the fact that we, our technicians are there to extract the water, to pull out the contents, to step by step dry it out. We call that mitigation, emergency responding and mitigation work, right? And that's just something we've done for years. And it's just, this is, we call, you know, September is like the big, like, let's go. You know, it's go time. So we're celebrating that. But we also do virtual trainings as well. We call them Blue Sky CEU. Well, we'll do a call and we're able to educate folks on, hey, this is what happens the minute a flood occurs, a pipe breaks. What do you do when you notice?
Because no one knows what to do. They freak out and... You know, I don't even know. I'd call Lou Manfredini and go, who do I call?
So you say you do this education class. Now, is that for like your property managers that you work with, or is this for the general public? Or
that's right, Frank. So what it is, our clients, our trusted clients, every year, year over year, they're like, hey, when are we doing this? Are we doing it? Like, yeah. And they'll bring 10, 20 reps from their office. So we're talking facility managers, property managers, chief engineers, folks that manage senior living buildings, all the way to medical buildings, to Class A commercial. Pretty much a lot of these buildings that we're looking at here, hotel managers, because they want their teams. And we invite, like, you know, the executive directors and also their facility teams down to their technicians, because it's really their technicians that need to be prepared. Now, of course, they're going to, you know, they rely on Blue Sky to help them when there's something big. But again, it's about preparing them, preparing them. So when they get that call at 3 a.m., there's no question. We'll do tabletop exercises as well. We'll just show up to your building and we'll run a scenario. Hey, sprinkler head pop. How much PSI? How much pressure water? 150 gallons a minute. What do we do? All right, we're going to call the fire department. We're going to get the water off. We're getting our plumber in here. We're getting Blue Sky. We're going to clean up the water. We're going to get it dried out. And we kind of paint that picture and then put it all in writing so they have a document step by step.
That's unreal.
Yeah, we don't charge
for that. That's got to help mitigate a lot of damage.
Wait, you don't charge for that stuff?
Not for the prepared stuff. Not for the, let's say you own a, or you manage a building and you're the property manager and you've got a whole team, a chief engineer, facility folks. So what we'll do is we'll say, hey, let's set aside a day, a morning to the afternoon where we can come in and we can kind of walk you through all this. And it's really preparing to respond 101 is what it is. It's like, what do we do? What are our first, second, third moves after a disaster, whether it be a fire or a flood? And a lot of these buildings, they require it themselves. And yeah, we'll just come in as the restoration partner. Right, they'll have the elevator team, they'll have the plumbing team, the electrical team at the table, and it really is great. So no, there's no fee for that, for us to come in and kind of give you the walkthrough, even walk the building and look for potential hazards. We're not home inspectors, but we'll walk through a building and, you know, where's the home inspector going to find the in the attic space underneath the drawers? They're going to look underneath the bathroom sinks. They're going to look for, you know, the kitchen sink. There's always some, maybe a leak that went unnoticed there, you know, and that's where they'll find discoloration or presumed microbial growth.
And I will tell you this. First of all, I just got a text from my roofer saying we're coming Monday. So nice. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I will tell you this. He saw the mold and mm-hmm. said, I can't tell you whether or not mm-hmm. that's a bad type. You'd have to get it mm-hmm. tested, mm-hmm. which made me feel good. He wasn't trying to act like a mold expert, because he wasn't.
That's awesome. I've said this my whole career. You know, you could always go on the search engine and look for some information. Now there's AI, you could look for some information, but call someone that's been doing it for 15 years. Call
Pete, someone. On that hospital, mm-hmm. was it the HVAC, some kind of damper that was shut instead of open, or where was that going on with that surgical center? Where was the water coming from?
Yeah, from my understanding, it was just a condensation issue, and we had an HVAC expert in there to rectify all that. I was more concerned with that microbial stuff, right? Like getting that out. And you know, for them, they had to shut down for a month. And you can only imagine what that cost is.
Ooh,
you know,
$30 million.
Yeah. Great. That's a great guesstimate right there. Because I'll tell you what. But here's the truth. And, you know, Blue Sky, we've positioned ourselves quick turnaround, right? Not cutting corner. But the first question is, when you have a project at home, what's the timeline?
Right.
How long is this going to take? Well, I can tell you it's going to be 3-4 days to get the remediation done, and then we'll paint the picture. Here's where we're at over the course of the next call, a couple of weeks. Within 30 days, we were done. A whole surgery center was amazing. So good that they invited us back with their reopening ribbon cutting.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff we do. We'll do the small stuff, you know. We were talking off air. If you've got 3 square feet of what you believe is mold, good chance you can send me a picture on the hotline and I can kind of walk you through that and give you the best practices for you, someone in your family, your handyman, someone in your neighborhood to walk through it. And I don't charge for that.
You are just building relationships with everyone out there.
Well, we've been serving this community for over 40 years. Jeez. And there's really only one way to do that. And that's just that, adding value. You know, we'll give as much value as we can up front. And then when you need us, you know you need us. You'll call us and...
Hey, Wendy, how much time to our next break? Because I wanted to ask Pete one more question. Do we have time?
About a minute.
Okay, so check this out. I had an admin who there was no shutoff in the bathroom in her condo.
Mm.
Now think about this. Somebody knocks the water line off the toilet, and there's no one there from the building to shut it off.
I run across that all the time in remodeling.
You're talking tidal wave. There's no shutoff under the toilet.
Right.
So... when they did come out, I said, listen, you have to go to your condo meeting and say, when you fix that, have a meeting and get a shut off. I don't know if anybody else in the building has it, but she had that done because you are not going to get a guy who lives 10 miles away. The water's going to come out of 50 PSI until they find the lock to the closet where the water valve is. So think about that.
We've seen that, and you know what happens if that's on the 30th floor?
33rd floor?
The water's going to find a conduit. It's going to find a chase in the building where the plumbing runs, and it's going to go down to the ground level. You know, and then it's a real disaster. That's what you would call a real disaster, and that's what we do. Disaster restoration.
Why do these things always happen early in the morning, like at 3 in the morning, or on a weekend? Why do they always
because
happen?
Because that's the calm before the storm. Listen, I have 15 years of this. Whenever someone, one of our top project directors is like, I'm going on vacation, we're all on notice. We're like, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Whenever we go on vacation, something happens. So I got a call, pull it up here. You know, and when you're in this industry, you're dedicated. You need personal time. You need to be able to shut it down, but a lot of us, you know, we'll glance at our phone on vacation because you just never know.
Yeah.
Someone might have that situation. Luckily, we have such a big team, we can kind of get the ball rolling on that. So,
and we'll continue talking with Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. You can go to gobluesky.com. No E in that. GOBLUSKY.com. And we'll continue talking with attorney and liaison Dave Schluter and Frank Wasilewski from Access. It's all coming your way. But news now here on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, David has a rare day off. He doesn't take many of them off. Wendy Snyder here in his stead. And we have Frank Wasilewski here from Access, Dave Schluter, attorney, and Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. When we bought our house 27 years ago, it had asbestos tile on the siding of it. We didn't know it at the time, but our neighbor Jack, who is very handy and helps me with a lot of projects, had the same thing on his house. He pulled some of it down and, wow, there's beautiful clapboard under there. Maybe you guys should do it. Well, you never know what's going to be underneath it. So after a couple beers, he and my husband took a crowbar and pulled one of the tiles off. Yes, that is asbestos. Yes, you do have clapboard. I didn't know about Blue Sky Restoration. I would have called you guys to do that.
Well, it turns out Blue Sky Restoration is the largest abatement contractor in our industry. So, yeah, we would have loved to help you. And beware of that. Be careful with that stuff. And that stuff also needs to be tested and verified.
Right? I see your trucks everywhere. It doesn't matter where I go in the state. There's a Blue Sky truck. Just pass them by all the time.
That's awesome. We have four locations in Illinois. We're in the northwest suburbs here in Chicagoland. We also central Illinois as well.
Yep, and saw your facility in Champaign this past week when I was hanging out down there.
They're great out there. And the one thing I say just to wrap up, when you go on vacation, you're probably going to see a Blue Sky truck somewhere in the country.
Yeah.
And when you're on vacation, that's when you're probably going to need a Blue Sky truck.
No, hopefully not.
I hope not. All right, so it was so warm. I was whining about the electric bill. We have a little beautiful weekend in store for us now. But I also heard we're going to have a bad winter. I don't know how true that's going to be, but are there ways we can prepare for any problems we may have as the weather changes?
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit in the future. But right now, this is where the restoration industry is gearing up. We know what's coming, right? We're just out of hurricane season. We're gearing up for the cold that's coming. I'm wearing a light coat right now. You know, if you stand anywhere in the shade out here, it's like it's cold for you in Chicago. But right
that's
now,
cold. Come on, you baby.
So do you guys follow anything like a farmer's almanac? You know how the farmers used to predict the weather? Do you guys have like a prediction program?
Just basically tracking the weather, you know, keeping a good eye on that. But there's just all these like these old stories. Yeah, where one of our guys is going on vacation, one of our key players, and all of a sudden everything goes wild, right? And you just never know. This is Chicagoland, right? Things are going to happen. We're going to get a wild
storm
like that. Clouds could change like that. We don't know. So we're just kind of always ready to go, right? Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been doing this?
Myself, 15 years. And I love this industry, right? I moved to Chicago 17 years ago for this industry. And I was lucky to meet with our friend Warner Cruz, and I jumped board with the company. Later, we were acquired by Blue Sky, and it's just been an absolute dream of mine and all my colleagues. You know, we just feel so blessed to be in a position to serve others in this community in their time of need. That's it. We don't pray for disasters, but we want to be, you know, we pray to be in a position to serve and to help when this stuff happens. And that's why I commented that we've been really working in this market for over 40 years. And it's just a lot of pride, a lot of Chicago pride. And everyone that, and we all have each other's backs, and it's like a 24 hours. I don't like to compare myself to, you know, the police or the emergency, but that's what it is. We get called at 3 a.m. on a holiday. We're going to show up, right? I was thinking on the way here, we weren't scheduled to be on the radio, but we were called and asked, hey, do you want to step in? Absolutely. Holiday weekend, I'm there, right? Well, it's at 2:30. No problem. and here we are. Right. No, we're all here. We're having a great time because we love our listeners. We love the market. We love what we do. And that's kind of the magic of Home Sweet Home Chicago, this show that David pioneered.
No, it's very great. True. Everybody that comes on this show really has a big heart and really is in to do it for the right reasons.
And I listen to this show because when I need something, I know who to call. And I do this every time you or Corey are in from Blue Sky Restoration, but I have to bring this up because you read stories in the news, murder, suicides, sure. Death, sure. People who live alone that have perished and no one's there for a while. And where do you turn? We turn to you guys, right?
Thank you. Yeah, trauma scene cleanup is real. These type of things happen all the time, right? And someone's got to go in there, and maybe it's remove the body, someone that passed away. But we go in, and we'll do the restoration after the fact. You know, I don't want to get too gross here,
right,
on the radio, but there's odors involved with it. There's stains involved with that. Trauma scene cleanup is a real thing, and that's something that the restoration industry handles. And then all the way up to turnarounds, you know, getting the place ready to go back either on the market or for the next tenant or resident. Those are the kind of things we partner with, whether it be senior living, senior care, memory care, or, you know, downsizing from a home. You're deciding, well, we have large square footage. It's just mom now. We're going to downsize. So then Blue Sky can go in and pack the house out like a moving company, store it at our facility while the home is renovated, put on the market. And then we can get the items wherever they're going next.
I took a tour one time, and they had done a library, and there were people mm-hmm. with each book. I was going to say undamping. That's not a word. Drying out the books one by one, and then the curtains from the library. And it was like a science fair of all the different methods based. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought of that. That there are people who do that? I mean, that was a long time ago, but I couldn't believe how detailed the work was. And then they could tell the library, come back and get all your books and come back and get your curtains. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
There's a lot of services we offer. I remember that project. That was a library. I believe they had a fire, and we were able to go in, and we had to, you know, everything was cataloged. So we had to be very smart about how we packed everything out.
Can you imagine that, Wendy?
No.
How we cleaned everything and ultimately stored it. And then we have technicians at the library itself cleaning that, and then things coming back. But it's great that you mentioned that, because that is a service we offer. We're helping folks out, property managers that just need, you know, things thrown away, old tables, refrigerators, you know, things of that nature. And we'll go in and we'll send our contents team, and they'll go ahead and they'll just pack it all out. We keep the dumpsters at our facility, so you don't have to park a dumpster right in the city. We just put in our truck and get it gone for you guys. So yeah, these are some of the things we offer, and we do contents, and we take that work with pride. Imagine me going in, our team going into your home, listeners, and it's my job to take everything out of your property, pack it up, take it to my building. You don't know, you had a fire or something like that. You don't know when you're going to get it back, right? So we have a whole process of identifying what we need to take, and there's certain items we won't take. I'll give you an example. Jewelry, won't touch it. Cash, we won't touch that. We'll give it back to you. Firearms, we don't touch that stuff. So, and liquids, you know, we're not going to pack liquids that could potentially be a hazard down the road.
Right.
So it's a whole process. If you've had water damage or fire damage, give us a call. We'd love to help you and kind of maybe even just talk you through the process. Our number, 800-266-5677.
And for people who don't want to remember phone numbers, you can go gobluesky.com, GOBLUSKY.com. One of my sons bought a book at a garage sale, And it's a David Byrne book from Talking Heads. Hmm. He's coming to town for four almost sold-out shows. And it really appears to be autographed by him in the front. But some of the pages are moldy. Hmm. How do we fix that? If you can clean up crime scenes, tell me how to fix a book with mold in it.
Yeah, sometimes it might be damaged beyond repair. You know, there's methods. So for
really?
That book,
you got to have a timeline. No?
Yeah, I mean, if it was a book, because I've had that situation. The coffee spilt on a book, you didn't get to it right away, and a week later, all the pages are stuck together.
Yeah.
Maybe it's starting to discolor. You know, Blue Sky.
Just on the outside, just on the edges.
And we have ways to just, and at home you could do it yourself. You know, just wipe it down with a microfiber cloth and set it out in the sun and let it air out, maybe in the garage or something like
really?
That. Now, at our level, when we're packing out 1,000 books that may have some of that stuff,
that's
or
the
artifacts,
one I saw. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we have deodorization chambers. We have HEPA-filtered rooms,
yeah.
And we can really dial it in with the cleaning. We can even break open a laptop or computer and hit it with deionized water and kind of spray it down, clean it, put it back together, test it again before we return it back to the owner, yeah.
My other son bought a John Lennon book at a garage sale, and it smelled so badly of smoke, so I put some bounce sheets. I put it in a bag with some bounce sheets. I swear to God it worked.
It's just cleaning at the end. It's just cleaning. I had a violin we got at a yard sale, and it, you know, you open, it's musty.
Yeah.
But, you know, opening it up, cleaning it, and again, a nice, beautiful, Mother Nature will filter it out. You know, you put it outside, you let it air out, and then over time, that mustiness goes away. And for mold, if you're listening, I mean, you need a continuous moisture source. So that's kind of the key.
Oh, to keep it growing. Yeah,
yeah. You might see some old, that might be some dormant stuff or residuals, you know, but it's no longer an issue.
Yeah,
it
it's might maybe have a little just bit of stained.
Exactly, yeah. So just good old-fashioned cleaning at the end of the day is what
so,
you want to do.
So, Pete, I want to announce the Dave and Pete Fraternity House Sanitation Division. Can
there
we do
go.
That on the side?
Let's
we'll
go.
We'll go to the frat house.
Because hey.
I've been to some places where you've got to be kidding.
You'd
right?
have to run some of the fraternity brothers through those machines,
yes,
too, to
yes.
clean them up.
Yeah. We'll just put them under negative pressure. And so.
I just think we'll do it on the side. LLC, we'll get a Fed ID number, open it. A bank account, right?
All for it, man. Okay.
All right. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. Again, their website is gobluesky.com. No E. G-O-B. LUSKY.com. Phone number?
800-266-5677. And you can follow our journey on social media, Blue Sky Corp.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much. We'll continue talking to you and we'll check in with Dave Schluter, who we haven't heard from at all. We'll talk to him next coming up on Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is indeedly doodly. Thank you, Flanders. Home Sweet Home Chicago. David is not here today. David Hochberg has taken the day off. He very rarely does that.
But I have to say, the texters are loving the fact that you're on air today.
Well, it's nice to be here today. Thank you, Frank. It's Wendy Snyder here. I haven't been filling in for a while. I think the last time I filled in was for Bob Surratt, July 7th.
I remember. No, I do. No, I do. I do remember, actually, because that's a huge gig. I mean, that's the morning drive.
Coming. Yeah. I'll be back filling in throughout this month or September. God, we are knocking on September's door, aren't we?
Well, wasn't it a week?
Two more days.
It wasn't just one day. Weren't you in for a week?
I don't
just
remember.
One day. It was... I mean, he was on. I thought he was on vacation, but anyway,
I don't remember. Yeah. But yes, so Labor Day weekend. Who's having Labor Day picnics or parties or anything? Any of you?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with my parents and my kids.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'll be a good time.
Family time. Got a couple birthdays to go to and things of that nature.
Our youngest is in from Colorado, so yeah, it's great.
Well, you guys all sound really excited.
It's a nice, relaxing weekend. We all work hard.
We're working.
It's
That's
nice.
What we're doing.
Yeah. I have a family reunion tomorrow, so I have my shopping list put together. I have to make a grinder salad, and I was supposed to make cookies, but I'm just buying M&M cookies because I don't like to bake.
Hmm. Are there any Festivus feats of strength or anything?
No, we play bocce ball.
Okay.
That's all we do. And it's a beach club, so I don't know if it's going to be warm enough to swim, but we'll find out. Dave Schluter is here, and all right, I don't know if I should reveal this, because really, people are going to hate me, they're going to be ashamed of me. And
then you'll be just like Dave Hochberg, so go ahead.
I'm going to be embarrassed. I don't have a will or anything.
Right. Well,
I need to get one, don't I?
Well, accidents happen. The death rate's still 100% in Illinois, so you're playing those odds. And
so, do you need a will? Do you need a trust? Am I the only adult that hasn't done this?
Well, anybody with more than a net worth of $100,000 is going to, including homes and things, especially when there's a joint tragedy. Somebody's on that Air India plane or something, totally unexpected. It's going to the Richard J. Daley Center for probate.
Yep.
And the family will net less. You're gone. You don't know about the disaster.
But my boys will know when they have to go through stuff.
They're going to net like 5 G's less than they would have. Plus, they can't spend any money for 6 months. You don't even want to know. We just beat a dead horse on this. But yes, it's definitely at our age, Wendy, you have to have what's called a personal trust so that it skips court. The number one item on my initial interviews, I always do a free consultation. People say, why are we here? My son said I should be here. We have wills. We got them in 1999. Well, a will is not valid until a judge says so. In other words, it doesn't keep you out of probate. It's the road to probate.
Oh,
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Ed McMahon. And Johnny Carson, they used to say.
I did not know that. I'm glad I made a confession on the air, even though I'm embarrassed, but this is helping other people,
I'm sure. It teed me up. On the first deaths, most people don't die together. So on the first death, usually the people hold everything joint. Or if you're a single person, though, or on the second death, those two scenarios, it takes a judge to say that that's a will. Now, I've had clients over the years who they're the named executor, dad dies first, mom puts, I hereby put Tommy, and they have gone and sold cars. They've hired realtors. They've done garage sales. And if it's an estranged set of siblings, they're going to come after them and say, all that stuff you did, where's the judge? It's called a letter of office. It's like your real ID to let you be an executor. And they go, well, I'm the executor. That's only if a judge on the 18th floor of the Daley Center says you are. They're all on the 18th floor. And so there's expenses. Again, you're dead, so you never hear about it.
Right.
But it does cost the family big money.
All right, so everyone should get a trust. Is that what it is?
Yes, it's a private will. I can't say it any shorter.
So when you're doing a private will or a trust,
right?
So are you getting that certified by the courts or a judge ahead of time?
Nobody, no lawyers, no judges.
So then how does that take precedence over a will?
Well, because what's going to happen is the family will know you have that. They're going to have an accountant file your final tax return. Then whoever you name, you usually have a primary and a backup. It doesn't have to be the oldest. That's another one. We did a whole show on that. Your oldest could be totally procrastinator, nasty, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
On something, you know, doing something.
Right.
Bottom line is, whoever that person is, and sometimes over the years, because it's my 40th year again next year, I've changed into different, they've come back from 30 years ago and say, that son doesn't even talk to us anymore, so now we're going to put our daughter, whatever. They basically, what's called marshal the assets. They find out what you have. They walk in, and then they hand it out without a judge in the right way, however you put it. It doesn't have to be equally. You can say, my daughter married a rich guy. She just needs 20%. But my two sons, give them 40% each or whatever, as long as it adds up to 100%. So it's a privatized estate.
Huh.
And I have people leave with all of their originals. I have electronic copies, all encrypted and everything, in case somebody's at a hospital and they need their medical power of attorney sent to the doctor. I don't hold on to the originals because they're really not going to need me unless they change who gets the money or they fire somebody who used to be reliable. I set them free. They can come back if they want, or the kids can come back, but I don't have them captive to be able to have to guaranteed future business for me. And if lawyers are only introducing wills, there could be a little back door there where they're hoping the family doesn't know it could have been avoided. And then they come back to Joe Martin and say, okay, we're ready to do mom and dad's estate. And they don't know the wiser that the whole thing could have been done without Joe Martin.
All right. We have to take a break for news, but I would like to continue talking about this. You're helping a lot of people, and this is something you do. So if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best place to do it?
WJanAttorney.com or the landline, which we do have voicemail after hours, but during the day there's always a human, 630-285-5000. 5300, and then I'd love to talk about that call I got from somebody who had a jam.
We are here till 6, Dave, so we have time. And we have news coming up with Katie Porter from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
David Jennings, David Hochberg, David Schluter. Too many Davids in my life. I want to know the truth. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, and we are chatting with Frank Wasilewski from Access today, Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration, and the third Dave, Dave Schluter. And we were talking about a will and a trust, and I kind of put it out there that maybe I didn't have a will, and, you know, sorry. I'm real, and I'm stupid. Real stupid. I love how you're trying to bite your lip, Dave.
Well, again, a lot of people just think there'll be time. And again, I'm a glass half full guy, but I have so many stories over the years.
Yeah, we've heard some, and they're terrible.
Yeah, people, you know, kick the can, and then all of a sudden, you know. And again, it's you want to not just go on your own computer, because the intro on the computer says this software is not legal counsel, and you don't read that. You click I agree, so there's no liability if you rely on that software and do your own stuff. So we're very fair. We always give a free consult, and so far nobody's walked out based on our bills. And then Frank did get a text about TODI's, T-O-D-I, Transfer on Death Instrument. That's for real estate. It works if you've got people without any complications, two kids, you live in some house, and when you both go, you leave it to your kids in equal shares, no problem. But sometimes the situations that a trust can address are, what if you lose one of your kids? Does it go to their children? You know, you're 90 and your 70-year-old son dies of natural causes, right? You want to be able to handle the backup plan if somebody passes away. Also, if you already have minor children now, the trust is, you know, a title company is not going to set up a trust for the minor child. They're going to cut that check for half to another version of probate called legal guardianship expense and everything. So if your situation is just having a real estate or your grandma only has a condo or whatever, it works. It's called TODI. It's designed just to pass real estate only in pretty simple situations. And of course, you know, you can still sell the home and all that if you're on that TODI. Frank, you said you knew somebody. And it works out. And the title company hands in the money, and they keep going.
Yeah, when my father-in-law passed, he had that in place. And it made life really easy.
Yeah, and lawyers knew about that happening. You know, we didn't say, oh, darn, they started that. You know, we know what they are. But, yeah, they're valuable. Again, they have to be done right, even those. And one thing you don't want to do is just add your kids while you're alive to your title. Because what that does is, let's say you paid $125 and now it's worth $400. Your kid, whoever you add on there, goes back to your price that you paid.
And they're also responsible for the debt at that point, too.
Well, it's not really debt as much as it is just when they, you know, most of them want to sell it right away. Call Century 21, get done, right? Get it going. Or they call Sarah Leonard and say, let's sell, you know? The issue is capital gains, which you can avoid totally if you leave it through a TODI or leave it through a trust. Your kids start at the price on your date of death, not what you paid.
This is when my eyes roll back in my head, and I'm like, I don't even understand any
of this.
Well,
you would, if you, let's say somebody adds today, they just say, I don't want to listen to Dave, I'm going to do a deed, I'm going to go to the recorder of deeds, Bill and my daughter Marie, instead of just Bill. Bill doesn't use the TODI. Bill doesn't use a trust. Bill doesn't use a will to leave it to Marie. They go and add them as joint tenants of right of survivorship. Oh, it's all taken care of. No, because she never paid for that home. And so when she goes to sell, if Dad bought it in the 70s or 80s, for capital gains purposes, she has to go back to the price he paid, not what it's worth now. I had a guy at a closing, and the attorney on the other side goes, now make sure to call your accountant. He goes, why? Well, you probably got about a 60 or 70 grand IRS payment that has to be due this quarter. What do you mean? Because you never paid your mom for the home. And so these are just things that are nuances. So stay off the internet about how do I get around that or whatever. Or don't go
you
to
the, can't get around it.
Don't go to
just
the,
call Dave Schluter.
Well, yeah, or your accountant. They pretty much know as much as we do in those arenas. But yeah, so I don't. I mean, I know Frank's got to get his segment in. Do you want to go over that call I got or not?
Oh yeah, go for it. We have plenty of time.
We're here till 6. Oh. But here's what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm going to read this text.
Yes,
we're going to take a break.
Sure,
we'll finish up with you, and then we'll give you your segments.
Okay, great.
And then we'll go back and talk to Pete Marrero, and then we'll talk to the listeners because that's what we do around here. We are people.
All right, the elevator.
All right, this is from Karen in Itasca, 847. Mm-hmm. My mom just passed away the day after Christmas last year, but because we planned ahead with a trust for her house and made sure any of her financial accounts, banks, stocks, etc., either had myself and two other siblings as joint account holders or as beneficiaries, as paid on death, everything went smoothly in quickly transferring and splitting all her accounts between us after her death and being able to complete a quick claim deed on her property. It was a seamless process.
Correct. And what that is being planning ahead. Mom was willing to do that, obviously, and it takes their cooperation. Mom has to have the mental ability to do it. I've practiced my first 23 years in Elk Grove Village, and Alexian Brothers Hospital was there, and I would often get calls, hey, my uncle's really taking a turn, can you come do a will? And I would go to room 402, and they don't know I'm there, and it's very sad. And they go, well, he said he tried to get a hold of a lawyer, but he couldn't. And I said, well, he has to have the ability to tell me. Oh, we know what he wants. He told us. And then I said, well, how's he physically going to sign it? He's in a hospital bed. Can't you move his hand? I mean, this kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
No, but
God.
They're doing it out of panic. They're just, you know, because if there are no papers, it follows what's called the intestacy statute, which is a big word for relatives. And there's a whole chart all the way down to second cousins twice removed who get that if there are no papers. And that may not be anybody who ever thought would get the dough. But that's the default. Yeah.
All right. Well, Karen also finished with, I can't advocate for a trust enough based on my experience. My one neighbor barely had a will and was in probate for 7 years. And no one wants that unless you do not like the people you are leaving behind.
Well, and then a buddy of mine who does a ton of probate just successfully closed an estate. 70 relatives he had to locate.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah, because it's this person, and if they don't have anybody, then the cousins of the deceased, whatever. And the judge actually sent him a thank you note because he came in with... No, because when you went to start that case, locating these people, and you have to do these airship searches, and then you end up in some cases where you think you know who they are, but then you have to put their share in the clerk of the circuit court, and if they ever surface, they can go get their money, but that's a lot of aggravation too, all of which would have been not happening if they had a trust, because then you'd identify with the lawyer who they are and where they live.
But how do people reach you?
Sure, wgenattorney.com, and the landline is 630-285-5300. Always a free consult, and I have a great staff, and they can field those calls and set up appointments for those free consults. And generally, sometimes they may not need my services, but I'm happy to take the call.
All right. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and Dave's going to tell us how he helped a loyal Home Sweet Home Chicago listener at 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi there, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, and I'm sorry. Dave Schluter and I were just talking about Bob Odenkirk. I watched Nobody, the original, last night, and it's fabulous. It's not what I expected. It is over the top. Not what I expected, but I loved it. It was fun.
It's Equalizer, it's Bronson the Mechanic, it's somebody who gets harmed and takes care of business.
Yeah, TCB, baby. And you saw Nobody 2 last night.
At AMC, and it starts up right from the last scene of the first. It's a true sequel.
Okay.
Hang on for the ride, but don't go to two and eat popcorn at the theater. You have to see one.
Yes, definitely. And we watched that last night. It was very good. So, all right, let's, God, you know, this is just...
Take the call, right?
It's turning into the Dave Schluter show, which is basically
which is
what
okay.
Hochberg told me
yeah.
would happen.
It's okay.
Lisa's on the line. She's called us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Dave. It is turning into the Dave Schluter show, because I need his advice. So, we have a TOD... I'm my mother, who just recently passed away. If, I heard you say something about capital gains once we sell that house. Does that mean we're going to be paying capital
gains? No, you're okay. Cause no, you didn't own anything until she went to heaven. So,
correct.
Yeah. What it would have been, the one I'm talking about, dear, is where you got added 10 years ago and didn't pay for
okay.
anything. So you're all set. You can
okay.
sell that, and
perfect.
The title company, they're still going to report it as a sale
correct.
Against your socials. I don't know how many kids are splitting the dough, but the title company
right.
will still need your social, but then you're going to go to your accountant at tax time and say, I sold it, but I didn't hang on to it long enough to have it increase
okay.
in value. If you saved it as a rental for like 5 years, then you'd pay the difference between now and 2030. But if you're going to sell it
exactly.
now with a broker and get the money, God bless you. No, you don't have any worries. You didn't own anything until she went to heaven.
Okay, perfect. That's why I listen to the show. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's what you do. Dave Schluter helps the listeners, and you did help a listener, right?
Yeah, this person, you're thinking it's made up, but...
This is Kim?
This is called having an incompetent mortgage broker and not using David. And listen to this. This person did a
sale. Come on, he's going to dish. Gather
this,
around.
This person did a sale and a purchase contract with the realtor. Everybody knew that you had to sell before she bought. A lot of times they're not taking those deals anymore, okay? But her lender was incompetent and couldn't get it done, and it didn't have what's called a reverse contingency. What a reverse contingency is, people sometimes say, if I can't find something, I don't have to sell to you. That's not happening. If people are getting an appraiser, a home inspection, a lawyer, getting a mortgage, you can't say, I can't find something. You're going to move. And this is what happened. Her lender asked for 3 extensions. And in this market, there are so many backup offers. He said, oh, everyone grants those. And the lawyer didn't know what I know every day, which is I call other attorneys. Hey, Bill, if I ask for an extension, are you sending us on a nuclear bomb and we're going to be homeless? Yeah, whatever you do, Dave, just fix that. Get that loan done. That didn't happen. She still had to sell, but the seller said, we waited long enough. This is 40 days longer. You're out. You can have your earnest money back because they played by the rules. They didn't, jam her and sue her, but they sold to a backup buyer, and all the realtors are going, absolutely. Because right now, when I started practicing in 86, people were coming to me with listing agreements, Century 21, Cobalt Bank, or whatever. And you had to decide whether to list your house, Wendy, for 6 months or a year. And that was a decision of how long, because you'd have your sign out that long, okay? Because it just wasn't like it is now.
Well, yes.
Now it's 6 hours or 12 hours. I was able to give an estate referral to a realtor who used to be on the show, and she was in Arlington Heights, and it was a hot area, and they had to go get circus tickets from a hardware store because there were 21 people lined up on the driveway to see the house on a Saturday.
Wow.
You're number 784, like
yeah.
a deli, and this is the modern market, and it's a circus, and the pressure is on. So buyers beware. Ask your lawyer, is there a chance if I have you send this extension, I could get knocked out of the house? And any good real estate attorney is going to say, yes, you need to weigh that and see, do you have a rich uncle that can show up with $100,000 in case we get blown out? So those are the things you have to ask. So
this person, Kim, lost her house?
No, sold, had to move out, go into pods, but doesn't have a, now they're out looking for another house.
Because they lost the house that they
to
wanted.
To a backup
okay.
buyer, right.
God.
So anyway, just buyer beware on that. Ask your lawyer this question. If you send that letter that my mortgage broker is saying no one ever cancels, everyone grants the extension, let him know And you can call me and I'll talk to your attorney. I do a lot of that. I'm kind of old now, and I work with a very fantastic organization called the Illinois Real Estate Lawyers Association. I was past president of that for the whole organization. And it's because I like to help people get out of jams if I can, the lawyers. And so not perfect advice. Have I made mistakes? Yes. And a bunch of people just honk their horns. Yeah, I don't. We'll tell you about Dave later. But the bottom line is that it is a nuclear area of the practice. It really is. It's got hand grenades that can really mess people's lives up.
So how do people reach you? Because you seem to be, honestly, the fixer. That's what I'm calling you, liaison, fixer.
Well, that's because you saw nobody. So, and everybody who saw that is laughing.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm very needy. That's
yeah,
why I use it.
All right.
So 630-285-5300 and then WGenAttorney.com. That steers to my main website.
And Dave Schluter is going to stick around. Pete Marrero is here as well. So if you have questions, we can take them. We are going to speak to Frank Wasilewski next from Access. But we've got news coming your way now here on... There was no commercial there. So I am going to run through a couple of things. Kim did not use a great lender, so perhaps she should have called David Hochberg.
Correct.
And I'm going to let you know how you can get in touch with him. You can reach out to him at 855-56-DAVID. You can call him. Or you can go to 56david.com, and yes, he has helped us refinance several times. I've had a couple of friends. I just keep passing his name around to people if you're looking at buying a house. And I'm thinking about it. My boys are in their 20s, mid to late 20s, and they're probably never going to be able to buy a house. I mean, it really is going to be difficult. You know, we talked earlier about there not being very many starter homes. So we'll see what happens. But they will call David Hochberg. And we will take a break and do some news here on Home Sweet Home Chicago 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Home Sweet Home Chicago on this Labor Day weekend. David Hochberg is off today. I'm Wendy Snyder, and we have been chatting with Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, WGNAttorney.com, Dave Schluter, and Frank Wasilewski is up now from Access. And Frank, all right, I wanted to talk to you about something, and I can't remember what it was. All right, first of all, I want to tell you that people want to stay in their houses longer, correct?
Oh, yeah, they do.
So they're going to need some assistance from Access. And there's this new fall prevention program called Access Fall Free Living Assessment. And can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so actually this got born out of our sales team. We were all sitting together talking because we have breached the point where we're helping over 800 people in the Chicagoland area every single month.
Wow.
You know, help to stay in their home or assist with the lift. And one of the guys joked around and said, well, how do we slow this train down? And somebody else said, well, stop them from falling. So that's where this whole program got born from.
I love it.
You know, it's just a little joke. But it is a fall prevention program. So what we'll do is we're going to go in and we partnered with an OT firm on this. So we go in and we take some video and some photos of your home, some measurements. Then we get it over and then a little bit about your medical condition or what you're having difficulty with. And then we get all of that over to an OT. And they go through, look at that, and come up with a whole bunch of suggestions.
Wait, what's an OT? I'm sorry.
Occupational therapist.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I know what that is. I just didn't know why.
So they will come back with a report then of things you should do in your house to help prevent you from falling. And as part of this program as well, when we come back and go over that report with you, we'll install some grab bars for you as part of the whole package.
I laugh at grab bars and railings because it's like, oh, who needs those? You know what? Each and every day, I need one more frequently.
Yeah. It is the number one thing, the easiest thing you can do to help keep you from falling.
All right. So our tubs, I know that We have two tubs in our house, and I don't like either of them, and no one takes a bath because you're sitting in your own stew, you know? I don't like that. So they have a lot of walk-in showers now that are less dangerous, right? Because you don't have to make that big step up.
Yeah, as you get older, like we all are, right, it gets harder to lift your legs up. You know, and when you're going up 18 inches to get into a tub and then down, now your feet are on an unlevel surface. So the two things that cause you to fall, one, going up on one leg, you know, and two, being on unlevel surfaces are occurring every time you step in and out of a tub. So the safest thing you can do is give yourself something to hold on to that's actually going to support your weight and help you guide you in that. If you can afford it and you have the means, you absolutely should go to a walk-in shower. So if you can reduce that 18-inch curb down to a 3-inch curb, huge, huge difference for the rest of your life.
So you will assess all the situations. Is it just bathrooms that
nope.
people are falling?
No. So it's bathrooms are number one. Stairs are number two. And believe it or not, kitchen living room is number three. And most of the kitchen living room is actually due to lighting.
So I was going to say the dog under your feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's due to lighting, really?
Lighting, yeah. So one of the newer studies that came out in the last 4 or 5 years is the amount of lumens that we need as we age has to be increased. So most homes that you've been in for, you know, the last 20 years or so, if you're not updating the lighting or adding more lighting, your ability to see a trip hazard diminishes. You won't see the corner of a rug that's turned up. You won't see something in the floor. You won't see a difference in tile height or a threshold that's popping up. And then that catches you and that causes the fall.
And you assess all these things within someone's home.
Correct. All of this will get assessed through that program that we use. And then the report, again, is yours. And over 50% of the stuff that comes out of that report, you don't need a contractor to do. You can change a light bulb. You might be able to change a door handle or, you know, somebody in your family. Most of the stuff that comes out of the report is fully able to be done by people that you know.
So I know a lot of people lately. I just visited someone who lives in this great place that I guess it's senior living, but it's not really assisted. But there are different areas of this place that if you need more assistance, you can move into the next area. I got to tell you, it looked like a lot of fun. They have, you know, great restaurants. They have classes and craft things. I'm sorry, there's a happy hour every Friday.
Wow. Which you don't have at your own house.
No, yeah. I would like that.
Yeah, there's a big social part to it.
But that's really, really, really expensive, correct?
It's not even about the expensive part, because if you can afford it, you can afford it, right? But when we hit 2030, there's only going to be enough room for 11% of the people that are over the age of 65. There's not enough of those facilities.
Wow.
And there's not enough of them going up. So, you know, in 2040, that number goes, predicted, goes down to 8%. So there's not going to be a place for you to go. And when you have very small supply and a really high demand, what happens to the price at that point?
That's gonna go
so where it's
more.
At now, it's going to triple. So if you can stay in your home or do a multi-generational living situation where you modify your kids' home and move in with them, much better way to go long-term, especially financially.
Okay, so do you also do modifications like that?
Yeah, so we're a full-blown general contractor, full-blown elevator contractor. So we will go through and do the assessment, and then we'll offer you solutions. It may be a mechanical lift. It might be just a small modification. It might be rebuilding an entire front porch. It really depends on what you need, and then we're there to help you do it.
I love our house, but sometimes I don't feel like going upstairs. It's like my mother-in-law had told me, when you buy a house, you're all excited and you want all these floors, and then you wish you bought a ranch house.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true.
It is true. So I'm on my 20th year of doing this, right?
Wow.
And when I got into this industry, the first thing I said to my wife, we're getting a ranch. We're getting a ranch. This is what we're doing. You know, because the things that I see and the struggles that I see on the multi-level living, it just blew my mind.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, as far as those grab bars, every hotel has them, man. So you know the liability. They have them. I don't care how cheapo or how expensive. There's a 45-degree angle grab bar in that shower.
Yeah, every time.
Because you're unfamiliar with how high their shower is. And then they normally have ceramic in the right for cleaning.
Correct.
You're wiping out.
Yeah.
And you're using them if they're there. You may not think about installing them, but if they're there,
right.
you're totally going to use them.
Right. You're using them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say, everything you mentioned sounds like life safety. Right.
Yes.
And I was curious, do you do any senior living? Do you work in any independent living? Do you do anything like that?
We do some. Most of the time, though, no, they don't want any assistance. Because most of the senior living centers, like you know Wendy was describing, it's more of that social and minor assistance. By the
time, it was like a dorm room, you guys. It was like there's a little apartment, and then there's clubs and concerts.
Some of these organizations are so, they have a complex. They have multiple buildings, and one of them will be dedicated to independent living. So it's like 50 and over. And then others are memory care.
Yes.
And things of that nature. Some of them are almost like hospice.
One is for ex-lawyers.
You have your own special wing.
That one's got the casino.
Right?
There's no doors, though. You can't open the doors. Once you're in, they lock them. You know, they just got to call the herd of all those lawyers, you know.
But honestly, a lot of people go there because they can't stay in their own home, because they can't make it up the stairs or they can't do that. So I like this whole assessment. It's a very unique program that only Access offers. And how do listeners find out about that?
You can reach out to us at 630-616-6249, or you can read more about us at allaboutaccess.com.
It's just making life easier for people. That's what,
it's what it's all
do.
About.
All right. I understand that. We're going to take a break. And listeners, we are here till 6 o'clock tonight because we had Northwestern football, which unfortunately they did not win. But I got to hear Mr. Cat, Dave Ennett. I can't believe he retired from the radio, but we heard him earlier today, and we're going to be here till 6 o'clock. And then John Hansen will take over for Let's Get Legal. And 312-981-7200 is the number to call. It's the MegaPros phone, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Quick break, and we'll come back and continue talking with Frank Wasilewski and allaboutaccess.com.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey guys, it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I hope you're out there enjoying it. It's a little late version today of Home Sweet Home Chicago. And David is on vacation. Has he checked in with any of you guys? Because he hasn't bothered me, so maybe he's actually having fun.
I hope so. He was texting before the show.
Yeah, I got that,
too. I was sharing some of his love-hate mail with him.
Well, Pete Marrero is here, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. If you have a question for him, 312-981-7200. Dave Schluter is here, attorney, liaison, a fixer. You can reach out to him as well, 312-981-7200. We're here till 6 this afternoon. And we're chatting with Frank Wasilewski right now, allaboutaccess.com. And I was looking for some tips on how to make your home more universally visitable, like if people are going to come over. So stairs could be an issue. Access can do small ramps. Are there different sized ramps? Are there inside, outside?
There's a lot of different sized ramps. And a lot of times you don't actually need a ramp. You know, one of the things we run across a lot is somebody who needs to really stabilize themselves going up and down the stairs needs two handrails. And, and when you're going up a front porch that's, say, 5 foot wide, you can't stretch your arms out enough to be able to stabilize on two handrails. So bringing another handrail in closer, or rebuilding the steps if you want to go that far. Even going up and down stairs inside of a house, if you only have handrail on one side and somebody really needs that stability, then they're going to need handrails on both sides.
Yeah, because I automatically go with, can't do the stairs, got to get a ramp. There are some gray areas, right?
Yes, it really...
I wouldn't have known that either.
In our business... And every doctor or OT or PT is going to tell you the same thing. If you're injured, you're recovering from knee surgery, hip surgery, you have arthritis, the worst thing you can do is not move, right?
Yeah.
So we do all the mechanical lifts, but that's kind of our last resort. We want to help you keep moving with inside of your home as long as you can, because the more you move, the more your brain works, and the longer you're going to live, and the happier you're going to be doing stuff on your own. So we're always trying to find the solution to help you move first until you can't.
Yeah.
And then, okay, now we'll get you the lifts. And
okay, now this is something I never would have thought of, and I bet you're going to go, oh, yeah, duh. Switch out your doorknobs. A lever is much easier to open than twisting and turning a knob.
Think about it. If you had arthritis and you had a hard time squeezing your fingers, right? You can use the side of your hand. You can use an elbow. You can use the palm. You don't have to worry about gripping something and
never
turning
it.
But it's one of the easiest things you can do. And when we do these assessments, it comes back on almost every report. Switch out to lever handles.
Motion sensor lighting or lower light switches. That's something that would be valuable, right? You said lighting a lot of times contributes to a fall.
Yeah, so lumens. You want increased lighting. So sometimes just changing the light bulb out from those old yellow, you know, 60 watts to the new LEDs that, you know, are almost like daylight will be enough, you know, to make a difference in there. Lowering a light switch, if you're in a wheelchair, that's a really good thing. If you're not in a wheelchair, lowering the light switch is not going to help you. So it really depends on your situation.
What about those light sensor ones or the motion sensor?
Well, it depends on where the lights are located, yeah, what kind of room you're walking into. If you say you have a sunken living room, you know, and you don't want to build the floor back up to make everything level, having a motion sensor to really light up where those steps are. Before,
we do have a sunken living
before
room.
You
have
reach you been over spying to where on the. Maybe.
But that is a great idea. I mean, I don't have issues with it now, unless I've had too many. But a light on those stairs, that's a great idea.
It depends on where the light switch is.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, there's motion sensors you can
plus, it would look cool.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's really a good idea. Hmm. Yes, Dave?
Frank, if somebody inherits a home and it had one of those, I call it the Goonies, the thing with the
stairlift?
Yeah. And then the kids inherit it, and they just say, you know, that's not going to show well. Is there a secondary market where it can actually be removed by you and you can still make some money, or is it such a danger thing about liability that you would just scrap it?
It depends. I'm going all Stephen Leahy here. So the every
that's a great question, though, Dave.
Every stairlift that's put in is custom cut to that staircase. Right. Ones that are straight and have been reasonably well taken care of, we can often remove, refurbish. We have additional rail that we can add to it if we ever have to alter the rail and get it out to somebody else at a lower cost. If it's a curved unit that was literally custom made down to the millimeter to fit that staircase, it won't work anywhere
else.
They're
done. But you could charge a flat fee to dismantle and maybe undo the wiring and stuff?
Yeah. So if they bought it from us and say there was a passing, we remove it, absolutely no charge from the client. Absolutely no charge. If they did not buy it from us and they need it removed, then we charge a nominal fee based on distance.
So the secondary market, again, you know, you can't even take strollers or car seats to Goodwill. You know, manufacturers freak
correct.
Out.
But that's a little different.
Okay, but so there is a secondary market, but again, the curved one's SOL. But as far as the straight one, you could do the next guy. The motor's still good. The seat's still good.
And sometimes it's just that. Sometimes the condition of the unit isn't something that I want to go put into somebody else's house, but we could also strip it down for parts, and then we can offer discounted parts to somebody else who might be income strapped.
That's a great question, though, because if you're left a house by a parent who needed that and now you don't need it and you want to sell it, or you just want to keep the house and don't want that thing there, that's good to know that I didn't really realize that you could take it out like that.
No, we do it a lot for realtors, too, because there'll be a passing.
Yeah, before they take the listing. And then the other one, too, those wraparound stair things that get to the porch level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mind. I think, I mean, that's so helpful compared to 50 years ago. People just said, oh, we're just going to lift mom every time she comes home. But, you know, those angled, like 30-degree angle, that's carpentry. That really isn't mechanical. So they could just call a general contractor with a dumpster, right, for that part.
If they wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Most people don't. They'll just keep that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And the realtors don't ask you to remove those?
Mm-mm. Huh. Very, very, very rarely.
Wow.
And definitely the transitions from, we got a new kitchen floor and I love it, but it doesn't line up very well with the old hardwood in the front of the house. So there's a, what is it called? A transition.
This is a transition.
Yeah.
That's what
but
it's called.
It's very chunky. So are there ways you can make that not such a big step? Because I have family members that aren't really good at walking and have tripped on that a couple of times.
We have temporary ones to put in, or we can make custom wood ones that match your hardwood floor that actually transition out, you know, depending on what you have.
Yeah.
We could transition it out anywhere from 3 inches to a foot, you know, to make it a really easy transition going up in there.
God, these are just things I don't really ever think about because, thank God, I haven't had to yet. But so anybody is able to get this assessment program you have going
anybody,
on?
Anybody. You just give us a call at 630-616-6249, and we'll be more than happy to come out and help you with the assessment and get some grab bars installed for you and get your way on to safety. So we're trying to get this word out. Usually we start talking about this closer to the holidays, but we want to get this word going much, much sooner this year.
And you can go to allaboutaccess.com and learn about all the services and items that you offer that I just wouldn't have really ever thought of. So
yeah.
AllAboutAccess.com. He's Frank Wasilewski. And listeners, this is where we turn things over to you. And if you need to call us and ask questions about blue sky restoration, if you have a legal question, a real estate law question, anything about access, which there is a text that we'll come to after the news, but you can reach out to us on the Mega Pros text, photo, and phone line 312-981-7200. And we've got your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. I appreciate that. Thanks for the news, Ron Brown. And I am Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg today. He has taken a rare day off. I believe he's at a wedding. And we are here today with Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, Frank Wasilewski from Access, and Dave Schluter, attorney and Cubs fan, who left us. Do you know that he's gone?
I didn't notice.
Dave Schluter has left the building. This was just kind of a weird little day because we had Northwestern football, and Mr. Cat Dave Ennett was on, and then they did not do very well. They lost. And so Home Sweet Home Chicago was moved to after the game. In fact, Susan has texted us, great to hear Home Sweet Home Chicago. Good move to put them on in the afternoon after a game has been on. David, you rule. I will pass that along, Susan, to David.
We probably could have gone without that last part.
I like to give David credit where credit is due. So anyway, it's Dave thought that we were working 2-5, mm-hmm. and then he's going to go to the Sox game, take his brother to the Sox game. Well, no, we're 2:45-6 because we're just doing things differently tonight. And then after we're finished, John Hansen will be here for Let's Get Legal. Is Peter Greenberg going to be on today for his travel, Eye on Travel? Somebody has texted that and wanted to know, so... Ashley and Iridian are in the booth, and they will maybe find out if Peter Greenberg will be on. In the meantime, Pete Marrero, I have something I want to tell you about. I love the look of a good candle lighting, and I bought this little, I guess it's a sconce that I have on my dining room wall. And I'm like, oh, it's going to hold two taper candles, mm-hmm. but I don't want to deal with, you know, any fire or anything. So I bought these battery operated ones, and I love them. Okay. It looks like Haunted Mansion in my living room because they're not really that great. But it worried me to have lit candles right up against the wall like that. Now, candles could be a big problem, couldn't they?
Absolutely. You know, I like the battery operated candle. Go with those. But, you know, I like the scented candles too.
Yeah.
I get the ones in our family, in our house, that you could cover. And I like, you know, when you're kind of done, you kind of cover it, puts itself out. Like a Yankee candle.
Yeah, you put the lid on it. But
Let me
I know, take oxygen away from a fire and it goes out.
What's the most dangerous part of the candle? Is it where you put it, how close it is to the other objects? Is it leaving it alone and letting it drip down to the nothing?
Or what it's sitting on. You know, I've seen so many fires started with candles. And I'll give you a couple of example. Family had a candle on the dining room table. You'd think in the middle of a table, no problem. Go to take the dog for a walk. Come back. Now, the window was open, and it blew the candle over, burned the tablecloth, and started a significant fire in that house, and thankfully no one was harmed. And but we were also mentioning we have seen a record set with candles, and these were these tea candles, these little tiny candles, the little ones. So someone was celebrating an anniversary or something, decided we're going to check into one of these hotels, and we're going to bring in hundreds of these little tea candles and just light them up, and it's going to look nice for a picture, and we're just going to leave. We're just going to go out, you know.
Guys, you got to blow out a candle.
So that there triggered a fire, which activated the sprinkler suppressant and just something.
Okay, is that a candle problem, or is that a person problem?
A little bit of both, you know. We kind of joked at the office. All of a sudden, we brought a bunch of them in. Like, hey, take some home. But, you know, another one that I saw, just one of the largest fires that I've witnessed that I went out to, same situation. You lit the candle. Now, it's really where you put it. This candle was placed right in front of a window. And what do you have by a window? You have window treatment. Yeah. And the wind was blowing, and that the drapery or something landed right on the candle and started a massive fire in a multifamily building. Now, whose fault is that? Who's responsible? You know, it's like everyone's going just so upset that this happened. That's another situation where there were no fatalities, and that's kind of the first question, is everyone okay? But you've got so many residents that are displaced now, wanting to get back in their unit to get their stuff. They want to get their key. They want to get, but you can't. Now it's a matter of public safety.
Right.
So no one could even go in, and then everyone wants to know, how did this happen? How did this start? Who do we blame? Well, in those situations, you have insurance, right? And there's like a multitude of insurance. There's the buildings, the associations, your personal. Maybe you're a renter. Maybe you have renter's insurance. You own the unit. Maybe you have, you know, owner's insurance. So those are very high, complicated losses that Blue Sky specializes in. Kind of taking a step back, securing the building. That's number one. And then waiting for the approval to even enter. So what happens when you have a fire like that? All sorts of different building materials are burned, melted. It's not safe. You know, you've got plastic. Maybe, we don't know, maybe there was asbestos in the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's on, you know, that burned. So it's an extreme hazard, but this all goes back to candle, right? I've seen, you know, folks falling asleep smoking a cigarette, you know, and just burn the bed.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen loss of life with that. I've also seen, you know,
heartbreaking.
Late night, you're having a cigarette before bed, and you flick it out the deck because you think, no big deal. And then you have a massive fire. It started outside, but it caught the deck, caught the siding, and now you're out of a home because of that one little thing. So it's really just be careful with lighting candles. Make sure, maybe set an alarm or something to remember to turn it off. Don't have it in direct wind. Because it could blow over, something can land on it. And also, you know, if you're a smoker and you have a deck, make sure you have some sort of a extinguisher, a bucket or something where you can put it in there. But I've seen fires start in those two, unfortunately. You know, someone's out there heavy smoker. They're putting it out. Not to knock the smokers out there, no. But listen, you know, these things
I
happen.
I quit about 4 years ago, and I can't wait to start smoking again.
Nice.
Someday.
Well, even at our facility, like I said, we do a lot of trainings there, and we invite a lot of clients, and we have those pods where, you know, you can put the butt in. And just the other day, I saw that thing smoking.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I've
wow.
seen that too.
And our facility, I was walking around, and we had to air it out and whatnot, but it is a hazard. Anytime you have fire, combustible stuff like that, just be safe, be careful, especially with those candles. You know, we see a lot of fire.
So you would recommend candles nowhere near a window?
Well, I mean, just to be safe, we get a gust of wind. Now that candle's on the carpet, now you have a fire, you don't get to it fast enough.
Never,
it could be a total
never
loss.
Never thought about it from that angle before.
See,
yeah, learn
y'all,
something.
I know. That's what I love about this show. If I'm not here, I am listening to David Hochberg do Home Sweet Home Chicago, and I love the callers. So 312-981-7200. Let me do that again. 312-981-7200. It's the Mega Pros phone text and photo line, and we will get to your calls coming up next here on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi, guys. Wendy Snyder here in for David Hochberg, and attorney Dave Schluter has left the building. He is going to the Sox game. He's a Cubs fan. His brother's a Sox fan. I'm a Sox fan. I hope the Sox beat the Yankees. Sox aren't doing very well. It's kind of difficult to be a Sox fan these days. But
I've heard that year after year for a while now.
Yeah, well...
Well, they just sold out the park. They had the bananas there.
I excuse me for not knowing very much about the bananas, which I can't think where they're from.
Savannah
bananas.
Yeah.
I follow a lot of them on TikTok because they're nice looking guys. Let me just say that first and foremost, and some girls. And so it's basically like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, right?
They made baseball extremely entertaining.
Oh, what did I live in a cave somewhere? I didn't really even know about them.
I guess the best part is they're bringing in youth. You know, younger generation to want to actually see the sport and whatnot. So,
super cool. Well, the bananas sold out the park.
Sold out crowd.
Yeah, whatever. go Sox. We were talking about candles with Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration. And Iridian said someone called and couldn't hang on and said, is there a specific type of candle that you should get? And, you know, Frank, I think you said it best. Frank Wazalewski's here, too, from Access. It's common sense for a lot of this stuff, right?
It really is. I think it is. And like Pete said, I mean, if you're going to do a candle, get one of those Yankee ones that's in a glass jar and it's got the nice little steel lid that goes right over the top of it.
Blow it out before I put the lid on.
Well, you blow it out. But even so, you're putting a lid on top of it. Even if that were to somehow re-spark, it'll snuff itself out. Right. You know, and don't leave a candle alone.
I know your story, like when they had it in the center of the dining room table, but then they left to walk the dog out. Blow the candle out before you go. You can relight it.
Right.
All right.
You know, Bics aren't that expensive. And someone said, 630, I have a candle burning on the stove right next to me, but I never leave it alone.
And that's the key.
Yep. That is.
Something happens, you can react to it right away.
Yeah, you're supposed to watch it. All right, 312-981-7200. It's the Mega Pros phone text and photo line. And we got a text here, 773. Frank wants, they want to know how far in Illinois does Access service. My cousin is in Pontiac, Illinois, and needs help to make her house accessible.
So we service the entire state of Illinois. So actually this past week when I was in central Illinois, I took a detour down to Metropolis, which is all the way down in the very little...
Superman.
Yep. Very little southern tip of Illinois. It's the last city before you hit Kentucky. So we were all the way down there helping a client. We have a store in Decatur, Illinois, and then in Roselle, Illinois. And Pontiac's right in between the two of them. So we will be more than happy to help them out.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. And... I had someone in our neighborhood had one of those heaters, those propane heaters. Mm-hmm. And now fall is when we're getting into that time of year where people have porch parties and they use those propane heaters. Those seem super dangerous to me. Again, it could be operator error.
Sure. And most of the time it is. And I would say that, you know, space heaters, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Space heaters in offices, you know, you have the space heater underneath your desk and you have it because it's nice during the day and then you forget to turn it off. That's where we see the fire damage. So you'll have a space heater in the man cave in the basement, something like that, and you let it run and electrical fires happen. Now, we'll say this, if God forbid something like that happens to you at your property, your insurance, if you have insurance, they're going to want to know the make and model of that unit. And they're going to do research, and there could be an opportunity for subrogation. These things happen, you know, like I've seen microwave fires, space heaters, propane-operated units that are outside, fires on a deck. A lot of fires happen outside of the home, you know, whether you're grilling.
Fire pits are a big thing.
Fire pits.
I'm such a baby about fire. I think it's really cool, and I love to admire it, but I'm also afraid of it.
How about grilling? You've got the grill right next to the siding. And why is your siding all melted? Well, I mean, that's just, it is what it is. You know, it is sometimes user error, I would say. But in my industry and with my experience, I have seen a lot. I will never say I've seen it all because it's always something different. Years ago, a child had placed, you know, one of those toy trucks inside of an oven. And because they've
seen... You can't cook those, kid.
Well, it ended up being a synthetic fire and, it, you know, really bad odor.
Oh, yeah.
That's another point. You don't want to walk through a property that's had a fire damage without, at a minimum, an N95, something like that, or a full face or half face respirator. You know, there's a reason why firefighters go in a building. They're fully protected with all that gear. Because again, it's your you don't know what you're breathing in. Melted plastic, carcinogenic, it gets to your throat. You could get sick, and you could do way more damage to your own health. And the other thing, if you have a fire at home or in your business, maybe grab what you can on the way out, but get out.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Right, because we know this in our industry. At the end of the day, it's all stuff that can be replaced, right? But you can't replace your life, your child's life.
And how do you actually come back from that when you think of all the damage from the fire alone and then when the firefighters come and all that water damage? I mean, a lot of that has to be rebuilt, obviously,
sure,
right?
Sure. And you know what? I mean, it's traumatic. And for a lot of folks, it's also psychological.
Yeah.
You're in the building. You smell the fire. You leave. All right, let's give it some time. Now, let's say 3 months later, it's rebuilt. You walk back in there for the first time. You know, I could still smell
PTSD.
It's like a bonfire in my house. So we always tell someone, you know, bring a family member that wasn't in the building during the fire that had nothing to do. Bring them a cousin over and have them reassure you. Walk through the house.
That's
first.
Great advice.
Yeah. Because psychological odors are real.
Yeah.
Some folks just, it's in my brain. You know, I know I had a fire. This place was all burnt. You're not telling me it's not. But restoration is real as well. And taking something back to pre-loss condition is what we specialize in. And there's a lot that goes in there. When I was mentioning earlier about the continuing education, we go through a lot of this training ourselves. I've been through many, many courses in my industry to certify to say that I can do mold remediation, do advanced structural drying, things of that nature. So we're all about it. And again, if you need Blue Sky's help or if you just want to save this number in the just in case, 800-266-5677, you can ask wherever you live. You could just give them your zip code and they'll patch you right through to us.
And gobluesky.com, no E, GOBLUSKY.com. Real quickly before news, 815, please ask Frank what is an estimate cost for a 4x4 elevator for a 3-floor house. These are things that Frank needs to see, and you'd be able, are you going to ballpark it?
I can ballpark it.
Oh, okay.
For the most, yeah, and you're right, every elevator is 100% custom made for the home that they're going into. But generally speaking, just the elevator itself, installed, permitting, inspections, and all that stuff, $40,000 to $45,000, depending on the distance between floors. That does not include the construction needed to house the elevator, though. So that has to be sight unseen.
And it's best, though, if you go out and see and talk to the customer. And how do people reach you?
They can reach us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
All right, we're going to break for news. Ron Brown has your news, and then we'll continue with your phone calls or your texts, or both, maybe. The MegaPros phone, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Boy, it's Labor Day weekend. Where did our summer go? It went pretty quickly.
This whole year is flown.
I know. That's because we're getting older. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg. He'll be back next week, and I'm not really sure if it's a regularly scheduled show next week. We'll find out.
David's back. I'm not listening.
Stop it. That's Frank Wazalewski from Access. You can go to allaboutaccess.com. If you need some modifications in your home, that's the place to go. Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, Pete Marrero is here. GoBlueSky.com, GoBlueSky.com, no E in that. And Dave Schluter, if you need his... what real estate law liaison, I can't remember all the titles and all the hats he was wearing, but you can reach Dave Schluter at WGNattorney.com. And this is where we talk to you, the listener, 312-981-7200. Kevin has called us this afternoon. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, Wendy, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, what you've got. So I know we're talking about like cigarettes and fires and restoration and legal and all that fun stuff. I'm shocked that there wasn't more. I went to ISU from 2000 to 2004, and that's when people actually smoked. Mm. I was shocked there wasn't any more fires. You could actually smoke in the dorms back then.
Wow.
Yes, I did. I went to ISU until Christmas. I really only made it a half a year because I missed home. But yeah, I was a Redbird for a minute. Kevin.
Remember the restaurants?
Okay. I thought maybe he got kicked out and he had to go to what we called Harvard, which was Heartland Community College.
Well, I went to Triton Community College, but I didn't get kicked out. I quit first.
No, I was
neener.
I was a leatherneck at WIU. We used to smoke all the time.
Yeah. Everybody smoked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now kids is vape, so there's probably less fire risk. So my question was, and what your opinion was, they have a lot of coworkers and friends. You know, the crock pot, right? Who doesn't love, you know, slow and low and all that? I know a lot of them have timers now. But, like, I mean, that I won't leave it sitting all day unless I'm home all day. I mean, if I leave and go to Jules for, like, 10 minutes and come back, and I'll have it on the oven and stuff, or on the top of the oven. But other than that, I have coworkers that just like, yeah, I just turn it on when I leave, and then I come home and everything's done. And I know liquid is key. You got enough. Well, like, what's your opinion on that?
That is the, can I just say the greatest question ever, Kevin, because I am afraid to leave it on with no one home as well. I honestly have never done it.
And Pete was shaking his head so hard that he almost fell out of his chair.
Don't do it. Don't leave it unattended because things can happen. And you know what? That brings me to thinking about the washing machine or the dishwasher. Same thing. Folks set it and leave, come back home. Water everywhere in that instance. But I have seen and heard of crockpot fires. You just got to be very, very careful. I'm just a huge fan of someone's got to be home, an adult, someone that knows what's happening.
I'm the same way. Like, I might leave for 10 minutes to go to the, like I said, like, you run, grab something from Jules, and come back, and whatever.
Wait,
you're giving me a heart attack.
Yes, Pete's rolling his eyes back in his head, and he's like, oh, God, not even for 10 minutes.
Well, the thing is, you go on that run, and you don't know what's going to happen there, from there to the, you know, and then all of a sudden you...
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Obviously, as long as there's enough liquid, then you're good to go.
Right.
More or less. And I have it on my, I'll have my fan on low, my exhaust fan, and I'll have it sitting on like the middle of my oven. So at least it's in a metal burnable.
Better safe
place
than sorry is all I could say here on the air. You know what I mean?
You probably shouldn't do it, but how many times, I mean, I bought a crock pot, and there are so many crock pot cookbooks, Kevin, that say, oh, yeah, put it on low, and for 10 hours, go to work, pick up the kids, and you come home to dinner. There are people that do that. Mm-hmm. I can't.
No,
I'm afraid.
I have plenty of coworkers who are like, yeah, they throw a bunch of chicken and vegetables and whatever and chicken broth and chicken stock, whatever, and then you come home, and you're like, yeah, and dinner's ready. You just scoop it all out, and you're done.
It's an electrical appliance. It can short out.
Right.
No different than a toaster or a hairdryer or any space heater. It's an electrical appliance. It has potential to short out.
Don't do it, Kevin. You're doing the right thing. Tell your friends they're stupid.
No, I won't. I mean, I'll give myself a 10-minute window. That's about it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'll run my wash machine and leave and come back for like 10 minutes or something. I won't leave with the dryer running.
Nor will I. Sure. Kevin, we're like exactly the same because I'm like that with the dryer too because
well,
they
we
say...
Well, we went to IA too, of course.
Yes.
We went to Redbird.
Yeah,
did
but you graduated.
Hour, or did you stay at, or did you stay in Hewitt or Mancha?
I was in Hamilton, Hamwit.
Oh, you're in the ghettos. That's all gone now.
It's not even there anymore?
No, that's you're way out by Tri-Towers. Hamwit and, like, yeah, Colby. Yeah, Tri-Towers, that's still there. But all the original ones, I haven't been down there in a long time. I graduated in 05. But Waterson's there. You can't do nothing with that building. But the other ones, like, they remodeled the whole campus. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, is Garcia's Pizza still there? That was really good.
I don't know. I haven't been down there in a long time. I don't. Downtown Normal is, like, actually upgraded.
It's really nice.
It's got a huge patio. And everything, like, yeah, you don't have to go down to downtown Bloomington anymore, I guess.
Huh.
And then they got the drunk bus, finally, that we implemented last year that we kept fighting for.
What's the drunk bus?
Well, there was an Uber then in 04, 05, 03, and everything. So everybody had an underground cabbie guy, right, with a big van. And so, like, we did. And so, like, you know, there'd be, like, 20 of us roll up, boom, downtown Bloomington, get us back to ISU. Now, they have shuttles that go from, say, the campus, Normal, they bring you to downtown Bloomington, and they kind of do circles, more or less. It's free, as long as you show your ID or they scan it, because...
Good idea.
Yeah, because McLean County is, like, the number one of the, besides Naperville... It was one of the number one DUI places because the cops would pull you over if your license plate light was out. So nobody drove, but we all had underground, or we had a DD if you're in a fraternity or sorority or something.
Designated driver, yeah. I know that one. All right, yeah. Kev, what's on tap for your next crock pot recipe?
I don't know. I like messing with chili now that we're in the fall here.
Yeah.
So I take my mother's recipe, which is like... it's pretty simple and straightforward, and so I just kind of add to it, play with it. I'll Google whatever, and I just kind of go from there. And I don't get crazy and put like coffee grounds in it and stuff like that. Start it, stop. You know, I make mine very hearty. I do a lot of the beans, a lot of veggies, and then of course you got to do a couple elbow pastas.
Oh yeah, the chili mac. All right, now we got to run, Kevin. But I'll tell you, listener.
No, for sure, but thank you.
Absolutely,
thank you for
taking
my call.
Hang on 1 second, because Aaron just texted us. Y'all watch This Is Us. That's how the fire started, and This Is Us, the crock pot. Mm-hmm. So, see, be careful, Kevin.
No, I don't know. I don't play. Yeah,
I know. Tell your friends.
I know my coworkers like, and the same thing you guys mentioned earlier. I had a coworker that always she had the space heater underneath your desk on high, and actually the company it was against it. It wasn't allowed. This is downtown Chicago, in a massive bank. You can figure it out. But and she'd leave and be like, "What?" And then so and so's gone, and then you could just feel the heat if you sat behind her, coming downwind. I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
And then we'd shut it off.
Well, good. I'm glad you're all alive, Kev. We got to run. Thank you so much for calling, and thanks for the update on Illinois State University. Did you go there as well, Pete?
No.
Oh, okay. You acted like, oh, yeah, what are the restaurants down there? I don't know. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. You can go to goblusky.com, GOBLUSKY.com. Frank Wazalewski from Access. Go to allaboutaccess.com. We're going to take a quick break. And listeners, if you have calls or text, you got us for like the next 15 minutes. 312-981-7200. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No Hochberg today. He has taken a very rare day off. So I'm Wendy Snyder. And Dave Schluter was here, and he went to the Sox game to take his brother. He's a Cubs fan. He made sure to tell us all that, but he's taking his brother to the Sox game, and he said, feel free to say that to show what a great brother I am. He's also a great attorney. You can reach him at WGNattorney.com.
That game doesn't start till 6:10, Wendy. He couldn't stay here and then
because you
bounce
have to go
down in 9 minutes?
Yeah, that's cutting it too close. That's the voice of John Hansen, who's coming up with Let's Get Legal next. But we also have Frank Wasilewski here from Access. You can, if you need your home modified, allaboutaccess.com. Pete Marrero is here, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. If you need something mitigated, is that the word?
Yeah, mitigated, remediated, or abatement, repair.
Those
remodel.
Are big words.
Restoration, disaster restoration, really.
GoBlueSky.com, no E in that, so GoBlueSky.com. And before I let you go, now, Pete, you have some teaching you're going to do to people about certain things, correct?
Yeah, we have a long history of educating professionals in our industry or folks that we partner with, you know, property managers, facility managers, all that good stuff, and we kick that off second week of September, so it's going to be awesome. It's a one-day class, but we do it 4 days in a row for different groups. And we bring about 100 people in every day, and it's amazing, and it gets better and better every year. The cool part is we do two. One is a water damage class. That's the one we're gearing up for. And then every other year, we do a fire class. So this year, we do a big skit in the beginning. We wet everything, and it's a big hoopla. I'm playing the victim, so I get to be like, oh, my gosh, my house is flooding in this water. It's amazing. I have so much fun with it. We all do. And then next year, the fire class, where we burn something.
So that's wild.
Like, yeah, we get a permit. So cool. We get a permit, by the way. And we just want to give, because we've all gone to these classes, CEUs, trainings. We just try to make it like so much fun. And, yeah, we get great feedback.
And how do people find out more about this on the website, I'm assuming?
Yeah, go to our website. Just follow us on all the social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And you'll see some behind-the-scenes stuff. Maybe you'll see me crying as the victim.
I can't wait.
Flooded house.
Maybe you'll win an Oscar for this. GoBlueSky.com, GoBlueSky.com. And Frank Wasilewski, if people need their homes modified in any way, shape, or form, you will help assess the situation, correct?
Correct. That's what we're here to do. We want to really get ahead of the fall. we want to get ahead of the dangers within your home and help keep you from falling.
Yes.
So, nice. So yes, please reach out to us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com, and we will come out and do a free assessment for you.
And a grab bar installation might be on my Christmas list for this year, because that's something everybody needs. So.
Watching Frank realize he had made an inappropriate pun about his business and getting ahead of the fall.
Yeah, right.
Ahead of autumn.
I know. Right?
And you caught yourself mid-joke.
I know, that was good.
It was, you were like, oh, no, I shouldn't have said it like that. That was great to watch, Frank.
Well, thanks, John.
He gave me like the look like, oh, shouldn't have said that. Yeah. I'm like, now you're a radio professional. We've all done that.
Yeah, oh, God,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We certainly have.
Uh-huh.
And you are one of my favorite people here.
Wendy, same back to you. You know it. Anytime we get to crosstalk, all we do is love on each other.
I know.
And it feels right.
It
and
does
honestly,
feel right.
The best part of me being on the show is listening to you on my ride home.
Oh, look at that.
It's a big love fest we got going on.
He's trying to get on to Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association.
First of all, Pete Marrero, thank you so much for coming up. I know this was kind of like, hey, it's a Labor Day weekend, and I appreciate it. And same with you, Frank Wasilewski. Really appreciate that as well.
It was a pleasure being here with you, Wendy.
Ashley Iridian, thank you so much. Iridian's going to stick around. Tony, you did a great job. I forget that when Hochberg's on, he does.
We're on camera
the
whole
time. Yeah, I don't like that. I got into radio for a reason, to hide behind a microphone.
Yeah, but you're so good on TV.
Ugh. I don't like it.
Really?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you don't have to watch yourself. Everyone else likes watching you.
All right. So what do you have coming up on Let's Get Legal?
So Patrick Dolan is coming in.
Love
you know
him.
Patrick.
Yes.
He's our employment lawyer, and he's a law partner with Karen Conti, who beats him in arm wrestling contests. Have you seen how built Karen Conti is, by the way? She's ripped.
Yes, she really is.
She's a law partner with Patrick. She does family law. Patrick does employment law. And it's Labor Day weekend, so we figured we'd do a whole labor show. And Patrick really runs the gamut. He gets a lot of great callers. So if something squirrely's happening at work, maybe you've been passed over for a promotion. Maybe you got laid off. We've been having a lot of layoffs in the white-collar jobs lately. Okay, maybe you think you're due some compensation. Maybe you just feel like we've had those strangest calls from people who they work in commissions, and lately the commission checks have been behind. Okay, maybe a letter from a lawyer will do a lot of work. It's not like Patrick is there just to start suing everyone. He can be kind of your guidance counselor for dealing with workplace stressors. And then we get some really quirky and fun calls about things that are happening at work. I always love to hear. I think we all can relate to the drama at the office, the boss who's crazy.
Yeah.
Does it go into an area that is just annoying, or are there actually some things that you can do about it as an employee? And I think that's where Patrick kind of steps in. So he'll be here the whole show.
I love listening to that.
Oh, he's great. Oh, I love it too. The drama.
Yeah. Because, you know, we all spend so much time at work.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. And you all know if Hochberg's staff heard that, John's show is going to be just filled with calls from that staff.
Yeah. Oh, for Hochberg's staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we carry Iridian on over. She gives us all the juice and what happens. Or just people from Northbrook calling about all of Hochberg's many rants.
Well, it's awesome. So we will be listening, and always great to see you, John Hanson.
Yeah, you got any qualms you want to call in about?
No, I started our show with that today. Property tax.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take it anymore, and we've appealed, and it's still not working. And I thought my electric bill, I thought I didn't pay the bill last month.
You know what part of that is? I don't know if I have 30 seconds to explain, but with how many AI data centers are moving to the Midwest right now, they're moving here because they need a ton of fresh water and to be able to operate some of the insane levels of operations they're putting out. Well, because of that, the load on the grid, and Comet's talked about this, the load on the grid has just gone through the roof. And even though it's not your house that is using more of the power, it is a marketplace. So as they have to buy more power, the prices are going up for everybody else, upwards of 10%, probably $8 to $10 at least a month for all of us, in addition to a hot month we just had. So it's not just you're running your AC longer. This is a problem because of AI centers moving here and the grid not being able to handle it. They have to go out and buy more power to do it, and I hope it didn't bore everyone.
Send them to the coast then.
Send the AI centers, and they need fresh water.
It'll never work. We're doomed.
Desalination program.
Well, it does create a lot of jobs in the area, yes, so sir. it's an interesting mix of what we're going to do with this AI.
Well, we all have to get more jobs to pay for our electric bill.
Yeah, that's true. Working AI, baby.
We're all going to hell in a handbasket, and then I will do my David Hochberg impersonation. Have a great weekend, everybody. John will be listening for you on Let's Get Legal. Pete Marrero, thank you so much again. I got to say Blue Sky so people can take a little shot. I didn't know about that game, but I will play along. And Frank Wasilewski, thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy.
News coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.